bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You have tuned in with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're glad to have you with us today. I Am Love Builders is a radio show that's devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are single or married, you will enjoy the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Handsome man.
Doing well.
You doing all right?
Yeah, it's like 40 something degrees. It's awesome out.
Ooh, heat wave.
Heat wave. Watch out.
So, honey, anything good going on? Anything exciting happening in your world?
There's always something exciting in my world.
What's happening exciting in your world, dear?
You?
Oh, you're right. I like that. So, honey, you remember when we were reading the book, The Five Love Languages?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the five love languages are?
I don't.
They are words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Do you know what your love language is?
Yes.
What is your love language?
My primary is acts of service.
Acts of
service. Don't tell me, show me.
Oh.
Don't tell me you love me, show me you love me.
Oh. And so how do I go about showing you that I love you?
Well, by doing things for me.
Okay.
Whether it be...
Do they have to be big, expensive things?
No, just little things.
Little things.
Just
like buying your favorite trail mix when I go to the grocery store.
Doing things so I know that you are thinking about me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So acts of service is primary.
Mm-hmm.
And what's secondary?
Oh, probably quality time or physical touch, one of those two.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you know what your spouse's love language is?
Yes. Words of affirmation.
Okay. And what else? What's her second one?
It's a tie between physical touch and receiving gifts.
Okay. Actually, it's a tie between physical touch and quality time.
Oh, okay. All right.
But... I do like gifts.
I know you do. That's why I was like, well, are you sure? You like gifts.
Have you bought me a gift lately? We need to talk about that.
Right?
I don't think I've gotten any gifts in a while.
Okay, we'll talk off the air.
Okay. So, honey, I brought that up because, as a matter of fact, you gave me this. Mm-hmm. It's how to speak your spouse's love language.
Yes.
And it's this chart. And in one column, it lists all the love languages, and then it gives you a clue as to how to communicate that language.
Right.
And the next column tells you actions to take with regard to that love language.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth column says things to avoid.
Yes.
With regard to that love language.
Yes. And just to give some background, this is from a chart that was pulled out of... Was it fiercemarriage.com?
Oh, okay.
Is that what it says? Fierce?
Yes.
Fiercemarriage.com. And it's based upon the Five Love Languages, a book by Dr. Gary Chapman.
Yes.
Okay.
And we read that book, mm-hmm. and we teach a few things out of that book as well.
Yes, we do.
But I thought this chart was very interesting. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for our listeners, if your love language is words of affirmation, this chart says how to communicate that. You communicate it by giving encouragement, being affirming, appreciative, empathize, and listen actively. That's good. Listening good. Actively. That's yeah. very
active,
interesting.
Active listening, yes.
Yeah, good. Because you could be kind of sort of listening.
Huh? Kind What'd of, you say?
Yeah, like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I heard. What? Yeah, yeah. I heard everything you said.
Mm-hmm. Or when someone's talking to you, you don't give them eye contact.
Right.
Even though you may respond, but there's no eye contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not good.
You're not present.
Right. And so the next column says actions to take. So here are some actions to take. If your love language is words of affirmation, it says send an unexpected note, text, or card.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage genuinely and often.
Hmm.
Now, the next column says things to avoid if the person's love language is words of affirmation.
Right.
And you are to avoid non-constructive criticism, not recognizing or appreciating efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for words of affirmation. Now, for physical touch, you communicate that through nonverbal. Use body language and touch to emphasize love. That's how you communicate it.
Right, physical
now,
touch, yeah.
Right. To take action, you do lots of hugs, kisses, holding hands, show physical affection regularly,
mm-hmm.
regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Make intimacy a thoughtful priority.
Thoughtful priority. I like that.
Now, to avoid, things to avoid, mm-hmm. if the love language is physical touch, is physical neglect. Long stints without intimacy or receiving affection or being cold.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The next one is gifts of service. For those people who like receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your spouse likes receiving gifts, here are some suggestions as to how to communicate that. Thoughtfulness, make your spouse a priority, and speak purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some actions you can take. Give thoughtful gifts and gestures. Like, to them, small things matter in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Express gratitude when receiving a gift.
Yes, very important.
Now, to avoid, here's some things to avoid: forgetting special occasions and unenthusiastic gift receiving.
Okay, so I don't really appreciate. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, just yeah. like yeah, thanks. Oh yeah, that's nice. Yeah, or not even mentioning it at all.
At all, yeah.
Yeah. And they say, "Oh yeah, did you see the gift I got you?" And they're all excited. Mm-hmm. You say, "Oh yeah, I saw it."
Yeah, I saw it.
That's not good. So, if your spouse's love language is quality time,
mm-hmm.
this is how you communicate it. You give uninterrupted and focused conversations, one-on-one, and it says here that time is critical.
Yes.
Now, here are some actions you can take. Create special moments together. Take walks and do small things with your spouse, like weekend getaways.
Yeah, weekend getaways.
I like that too.
You like that?
Yes. Now, here are some things to avoid. Distractions when spending time together. Long stints without one-on-one time. You want to avoid that.
Very important.
Now, if your spouse's love language is acts of service, this is how you communicate it, according to this chart. Use action phrases like, "I'll help." It says here that they want to know that you're with them, that you are partnered with them.
Right, right.
Some actions to take says, do chores together or make them breakfast in bed. Go out of your way to help alleviate their daily workload.
And you do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, some things to
Except
avoid.
Except for breakfast in bed. I don't think
I've
I got
never gotten breakfast in bed either. just saying. Okay. Now, some things to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Making the request of others a higher priority. Lacking follow through on big tasks and small ones.
Very good.
I like this chart. This is very good. We need to scan this and put it on our website.
I think we can do that. Yeah. We have the technology.
We can put this on our...
Yes, we'll put a link to this on our Facebook page and also on our website.
Yes. Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I got to tell you this.
Uh-oh.
If you don't know relationships, you don't know Jack.
Well, I know Jack.
And guess what?
I know relationships, too.
Jack's in the house.
Jack is in the house. He sure is. Mr. Jack
Golson.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good.
You good?
I like that introduction.
So this is our Wednesday morning with Jack.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
It's nice and bright and orange.
Oh, Jack is well color coordinated. You know, a well-dressed man.
Yeah, yeah.
Very well-dressed.
Yeah.
Take some notes from Jack.
Mm-hmm. Literally a man of color.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. So we're going to get into some relationships with Jack and a lot of other things. We only have a few minutes left.
Yes. So we just want to say this. We want to welcome everybody to the show, and we want you take the time out to go to our Facebook page, search for I Am Love Builders, leave us some comments, some thoughts, ideas, suggestions, topics maybe you want us to hit.
Yeah.
And if you like the show and you like the content, please consider being one of our sponsors. We're looking for sponsors for the show.
Yep.
If you like or have an organization that likes giving to nonprofits, the radio station World Media Ministries, CTK Radio, are nonprofits and they accept donations.
Yep.
If you want to know more about us, then go to our website, iamlovebuilders.com. We would love to communicate with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're listening to I Am Love Builders on CTK Radio. That's ctkradio.org. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I hear the birds singing. Now my alarm's ringing. Get up, get up. Hey, it's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday praise and worship service.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on ctkradio.org. I Am Love Builders airs every day, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. So please.
8 p.m.
Oh, at 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. I'm so sorry. So please check us out. We're on.
All right.
The
all
air. Right. And Jack is here with us today. And we were talking about an article last week, and we had a list of things we were going down, and I think we were We have one more to do, huh, Jack?
Yes.
So tell us, give us a recap as to what we were talking about last time.
So we were talking about what a man passes on to a boy and what a father should pass on to sons.
Right, right.
And we went over eight of the nine things, although there's probably thousands. Yeah. Casper came up with one. Show him how to pull his pants up.
There you go.
That's an add-on.
Son, here's a belt.
Yes.
Yeah. Wear it. Use it well.
Use it the right way. right. But just to quickly recap, the first thing was to provide him with the feeling of safety. Help him to feel safe.
Right.
Secondly was to impose limits.
Right.
Thirdly was to promote independence. Fourthly was to serve as a model for character development. Fifth was help him to promote a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth was to promote an ideal self. Seven was the biggie, help separate him from his mother, being a mama's boy.
Right.
Eight was being a mirror of who he is becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And today we can dive into the ninth one. Show him how to survive. I like to put thrive as an African American in a racist society.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
This one.
Let's go open up a can of worms.
Yes. And remember, this research is provided by Dr. Sheldon Nix, black PhD, done for black boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few studies and curriculum that's out here that specifically speaks to those areas, us, for us, by us, so to speak.
Okay. So, I am just waiting to hear how Dr. Nix is going to instruct young black men how to cope in a racist society. Fill me in on that one.
Well, it's going to take a few shows.
Okay.
I can just certainly say there's no quick fix to this. Before a man could even show a boy how to do that, he has to be reconciled himself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we're going to start at him being reconciled with God himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's going to take the boy, the man being reconciled possibly with his own dad in order to pass on something that he has already received.
Right, right.
So we'll start at God. Then we'll go with the father, his own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Nix talks about some of the rejection that our boys receive, and then some of the rejection that the men receive, and places that we walk into and we find ourselves a misfit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, we don't fit.
Mm-hmm.
You go in a grocery store, you're standing in line, you're third or fourth, you see the people before you getting greeted and welcomed and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when one of our boys walks up, or even one of us, there's no exchange, there's no greeting, there's no welcome, there's $13.75. And you wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in our boys, what happens is they get immediately angry.
Right.
And
get defensive.
And I think there's a hurt there, there's a wound there, but the response is anger.
Mm-hmm.
And they can act out in many appropriate or inappropriate ways when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But someone has to model for them and teach them how they should carry themselves.
Right.
Amen.
So they should be taught how to, first of all, value their own ethnicity,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
traditions,
mm-hmm.
values, beliefs, mm-hmm. upbringings, mm-hmm. to just embrace those.
Okay.
Another way to say it is that our boys need to learn how to affirm their own ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Growing up in Chicago, growing up in a predominantly black neighborhood. Mm-hmm. However, right around the corner where all the grocery stores and Rexall's and Ace Hardware's mm-hmm. and Freeman's Army Store, that the diversity was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go a half a block to the store. And just like the other cultures were represented, we were also represented.
Mm-hmm.
Even the family who didn't have enough money to have a storefront, they had a candy store in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we'd take all our nickels and pennies. You know, we used to pitch pennies at... Y'all know nothing about that. We used to pitch pennies.
Pennies. No. Yeah. I pitched nickels.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. We were trying to raise money.
Right.
And we would take our nickels and so on, and we would go to the person's house that sold all this candy mm-hmm. in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they moved from their house to the storefront, mm-hmm. we were so proud of them.
Yeah.
Their success was our success.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we saw ourselves winning. We mm-hmm. saw ourselves having worth,
mm-hmm.
having possibility with greatness and hope and so
yeah.
on
yeah.
inside of us. We saw that with our own eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was then.
That was then.
Yeah.
So that was a foundation.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm bringing this up. That was a foundation that was given.
Mm-hmm.
My mom never instructed me to treat someone poorly because they were a different color or a different race.
Right.
She never modeled the behavior for me.
And my father didn't either. We never talked racist type conversations mm-hmm. in our home.
Mm-hmm.
He never taught us to fear any other of the ethnic groups either.
Yes.
But he always taught us about having pride in who we were and being able to think for ourselves and be our own and learn as much as we could.
Right.
But he never spoke. You know, he did make us aware that there was prejudice in the world.
Yes. Yes.
But he never taught us to be prejudiced.
Yeah. Yeah.
He taught us to have respect and yes. honor for who we were.
Yes. Yes. And that's the foundation that has been that has not been passed on,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. And so as I look back, it excites me that the foundation that I received looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
OK, my first job, second job, was working in the Army store
mm-hmm.
owned by Mr. and Mrs. Freeman,
mm-hmm.
a Jewish couple
mm-hmm.
who were part of our community,
mm-hmm.
who saw value in us.
Right. Right.
So that helped me to have a open view and open mind towards people who look differently from mm-hmm. me, but who operated in a very, very similar way.
Right.
Okay. I'll never forget Mr. Freeman. And they hired me as an errand boy, but I thought I was a salesman. I thought salesman was just saying, yes, sir, may I help you? Mm-hmm. That's all they did. Yeah, I was like, I can do that.
Right.
I can show you where the Converse are and the Lee jeans and all that, the Wrangler jeans. I can uh-huh. show you what, the underwear and yeah. and gloves. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they needed a cup of Java,
mm-hmm.
I had to go get a cup of Java.
Right, right.
And when they needed the floor swept or the lobby swept, that was my job. And I took great pride in that. And,
yeah.
and I had some money because mm-hmm. I had a job.
Right.
They even in that, people outside of our race was giving us dignity.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They saw value in us. They saw worth in us.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in life, I was part of Promise Keepers,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that was a movement to help reconcile the hearts of men one to another.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
and it was a very, very, very powerful, transformational, excuse me, time for me. Even though I thought it was okay,
mm-hmm.
I found out that in my heart I was harboring some unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I was harboring some forgiveness, some resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I wouldn't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But I got into an environment where there were other men who were admitting what they had done
mm-hmm.
over the centuries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They had it. They came up and they confessed and they mm-hmm. said, "Brothers, this is what we've done."
Yes.
It was wrong.
Wow.
It should not have happened.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they owned their responsibility. And then there was a challenge. Mm-hmm. They said, some of your brothers are sitting there like you haven't done anything wrong. Like you haven't responded poorly to what has happened to your ancestors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, there was a call to take personal responsibility man to man and say, I'm one of those guys.
Right, right.
And so we all had to take a step towards saying, I've been guilty of something too. I need forgiveness from you. You need forgiveness from me. And then something amazing happened. There were 70,000 men in this stadium.
Wow.
70,000 men represented from every country in the world.
Wow.
Up at CU. 70,000 men. And when this call happened, men from all these different races, they turned to one another and they embraced one another.
Mm.
In tears.
Wow.
Amen.
Heart to heart.
Amen.
Said, I'm sorry.
Wow.
And in this moment, it was a white brother and a black brother, me. And it was like his heart and my heart meshed together. It was like an out of body experience. Our hearts meshed together.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And there was a transformation that happened in him, in me, and men throughout the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Amen.
And we need to try to create a similar experience for our boys.
Mm.
But we need to be reconciled
ourselves
first
before
we can give that away.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Deep. Yeah.
70,000 men.
Yeah, I missed that one.
I'd like to see 70,000 transparent
men.
Men.
Yeah, doing something positive. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So, you are listening to I Am Love Builders here with Casper and Cheryl Stockham at Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. And we have Jack Golston in studios with us, and he has given us some serious wisdom regarding relationships. We're excited about that. You can find us at IamLoveBuilders.com. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for I Am Love Builders. We want you to go over there and do a love tap. A love tap means tell a positive story. When you tell a positive story out there about someone else, we will share that story, but we will also share your information on the radio. So if you have a business that you were looking to promote, that's a good way to get some free publicity. We also want you to know that we are airing 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. So make sure you plug into that. If you have a mobile phone, you can go to TuneIn and do a search for CTK Radio. And you can catch our show anytime you want while you're on the go. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm just living in this moment. I got my arms raised, unfazed. Jump out of bed. Gotta get this party going.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Focus Radio Show on Christ the King World Radio, airing at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. We are here in the studio, Honey and I, with Jack Golston. And wow, he's telling us some awesome things. That so we left off on the gathering with Promise Keepers, Jack. So
what else?
And
from that, each man had to go back to his corner of the world, transformed, being able to walk in something new and something different.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go back to your community, they've not gone through what you've gone
through. Right.
And so the responsibility has been to pass it on, pass on what we've learned. When we hear people having conversations that are racially motivated, we can get in without hostility, without anger, without blame, without resentment, but just owning our role in it,
right?
And talking about how our hearts need to be reconciled. Examine ourselves to find out, is there any unforgiveness that we're harboring that's stopping a potentially good relationship that could happen for us,
right?
From taking place,
right?
So that was our responsibility and continues to be our responsibility. I've had a chance to take what I've learned and teach it in high schools with young men and young women. I was in a Hispanic school over at Lincoln a few years ago, and I had a chance to do a very similar demonstration, and the kids were in shock, especially when I shared with them that you have a role in it.
Right.
You're not a victim,
right.
You know, and I've had to share that with men. And it's something about having the conversation, because many people don't want to have the conversation about racism.
Right.
They want to say it's over. Mm-hmm. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, forgiving is not forgetting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you've been hurt or your people have been hurt, you don't forget.
Right.
What happened.
Yeah. Right?
Forgiveness is remembering the offense without the pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I would say that it's never over, but what I've found at being on the planet for 54, soon to be 55 years, is that it has changed. It has lessened. It has not gone away, and I don't think it'll ever go away, but it has lessened, because when I was walking around with a chip on my shoulder and you know, everything turned into a racist event. Anytime somebody looked at me funny, oh, well, you must be racist. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it was the way that I was carrying myself. I know now, today, when I walk around in my day-to-day activities, and I'm in Lone Tree, okay? So, all right? And there's not a whole lot of folks in Lone Tree, okay? But
it's lonely in Lone Tree.
It's lonely in Lone Tree, okay? However, I have doors open for me all the time, people saying, excuse me, thank you. Because I carry myself with respect. So I'm treated with respect.
Yes.
And I open doors for people, and they open doors for me, and everything's great. Now, I'm sure every once in a while, there's going to be somebody that's not going to like me because of my color of my skin, because I'm too short, because I'm taller than them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's their problem, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they don't physically touch me, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Now they physically touch me, it's on. Okay, I go back to the hood, and then it's on.
Mm-hmm.
It's on and cracking.
Mm-hmm.
As but as long as they don't touch me, I'm good. But anyway, yeah. So
the key to that is not allowing that to have power and control over you.
Yeah, yeah. That's Nelson Mandela was locked up for 28 years, something like that. Anyway, he was physically locked up in jail,
mm-hmm.
and was able to maintain a very impressive mind set to where he was able to leave there after all that time, not harbor bitterness toward his captives. In fact, most of his captives were his friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over that time, and then left from there, and just a few years later became the president of the nation. So, you know, there is a way to control our mind to the point that we can rise above any of those conditions.
Yes.
You know, that are placed upon mm-hmm. us, maybe, you know, by someone else forcing us to do this, that, and the other thing, but they cannot control your mind. That's something we have absolute control over. So,
well, if there's young people listening or not so young people listening,
mm-hmm.
I just want to affirm them and say that there is a dignity on your color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is a destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You were created a certain way with a certain look for a certain purpose.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It is something to hold your head up regarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is such greatness in our African-American heritage,
mm-hmm.
and we just need to discover that greatness and then embrace that greatness,
yeah.
and then live it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if we don't know who mm-hmm. we are and we don't have models for who we are believing the lies that are constantly coming our way, mm-hmm. especially the negativity. Mm-hmm. We're believing that about ourselves. Look, yeah. Listen. Our kids can go on TV and shake their behinds and come up with the dance that's shaking up the whole nation, mm-hmm. twerking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All they're doing is shaking their behinds.
Right.
And now if you on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have, I saw the Africans doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw us, but they did it with a dignity and grace.
Right, right.
Right. There was a rhythm to it. There was mm-hmm. a harmony to mm-hmm. it. And guess what? They had their clothes on.
Yeah.
And it looked classy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looked like something I wanted to try to get up and do, right. but I would hurt myself. But, you know, but it looked great. And I saw the dignity in
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something to sort of sit back and be proud of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's such greatness in us that some people are going to get plants. They want their behinds to look like ours.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people are getting implants in their lips.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but we were made that way. Now there's something to that. Now I'm talking about natural things,
mm-hmm.
but there is something to that.
Right.
You know, if we are these second class citizens, why are so many people taking on some of our attributes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then why are we down on ourselves, but everyone else looks to us and are trying to take the things that we do? What's that about?
Yeah.
So I think that we need to just look within ourselves, see the value in us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just hold on to that value
mm-hmm.
and pass that on to others and celebrate one another and so on.
Yeah.
And even if I have a young man, a young woman who looks like me and they, okay, this is you, Casper.
Mm-hmm.
They're sagging,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a representation of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to say something to him to let him know that, hey man, you can look better than that
mm-hmm.
and you can do better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now when I say you can do better, I'm speaking to his dignity.
Right.
I'm not saying that's pathetic,
mm-hmm. yeah.
even though I may think that. but if no one ever told this young man
mm-hmm.
that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Right. And what you have on right now, you making impressions on people that is very, very negative. You don't want to make a negative impression, do
right.
you?
Right.
When you want to make an impression that's positive versus mm-hmm. negative, because mm-hmm. there is a positive you, there's a negative you, but which one do you want to
which
be known, right?
Be known
and they need someone to help them sort of cipher that out and say, wait a minute, I want people to know the best of me.
Yeah.
You know, even people in my age and stage, I'm with you, Casper, I'm 50 something. Remember that little thing? I was 30 something, 50 something now. Okay. And when I put on a blazer, mm-hmm. a sport coat, mm-hmm. and jeans, mm-hmm. and a button down shirt, mm-hmm. and dress shoes, mm-hmm. any place I go, there's a respect. I don't know what this
right.
is about. I'm the same person, I'm the
right.
same heart. But if I have on my baseball cap, this is the same Jack. But when I come in and I present like that, there's a welcoming
mm-hmm.
that's not there.
Right.
If I come in with my Converse or my Reeboks on, I am not
right.
much of a Nike dude. Okay.
Right.
There's a difference in how people perceive and welcome me. Now,
yes.
It's unfortunate that it's that way, but guess what? It's that way.
That way. Mm-hmm.
So guess how many blazers I got at home?
Exactly.
Right? I like it. I like the look. I like the respect, you know,
right.
and if that's what it takes to get the respect, okay, to start the respect, I'll mm-hmm. get it. But when they get to know me at a heart level, then they can go, you know what? It doesn't matter what he wears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His
yeah.
heart has been reconciled. He walks with respect. He
yeah.
gives respect to others. He refreshes
yeah.
other people.
He's
an encouragement. He's an encourager
right.
and so on.
Yeah.
So we have to get past, that outward thing. You know, Bible talks about that man looks at the outward appearance,
mm-hmm.
but God judges the heart.
Yes. Right.
So black and white, red and brown and yellow, it's all mankind, and they're looking at, and we're looking at the outward appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the prejudice is about, different right. from different from racism. Prejudice is really about prejudging
mm-hmm.
before you get the facts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Racism is about a superiority complex based on race,
right.
a supremacy
mm-hmm.
based on race. So there's a little difference, but you can have racial prejudice
mm-hmm.
and other prejudice and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So I also think for our men and for our boys, we have to get these things defined.
Right.
So they'll know what they're dealing with. It's mm-hmm. racism is an ism regarding race.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of isms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to take some education, but also some demonstration, some modeling
mm-hmm.
to our young men
mm-hmm.
on conversations like this.
Right.
Because wherever they go, they're going to carry their African-American dark skin or light skin self with them
mm-hmm.
wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can be proud of that, if they can have some grace and class and dignity and self-worth regarding that, other people see that and they go, wow, there's something unique about that young man
yeah.
or that young woman.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And can they do that without their peer group telling them, why are you trying to act white?
That's a good one. In some places they can. And in Denver,
mm-hmm.
maybe not.
You know, because when I iron my jeans and I put on a nice shirt and a nice sport coat, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to act white. I'm just trying to act like I got some sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a term that I learned in visiting Tuskegee Institute. We took some kids on a college and cultural tour, and the professor there called it socially white.
Mm-hmm.
Socially white.
Mm-hmm.
And socially white is when people of different ethnic backgrounds, they trade in their customs, values, traditions, relationships, and so on
mm-hmm.
to assimilate
mm-hmm.
in the dominant culture.
Okay.
And they don't know it.
All right. Well, maybe we can touch on that when we come back. You're listening to Casper Shells.com on I Am Love Builders at ctkradio.org. We air from 8 on at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And you can find us at IamLoveBuilders.com. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for I Am Love Builders. We're here in studio with Jack Golson, and it's just getting warmed up now. So it's getting a little warm in here. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355. 1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.cTKradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
To the I Am Love Builders Radio Show with your host, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and our guest in the studio today, Mr. Jack Golston from Arise Now. And Jack is talking up some good stuff up in here.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I just wanted to say something about that being socially white statement that you made before.
Yes.
I mean, that's so interesting because my parents taught me to dress with respect.
Yes.
To present your best at all times. And you find that among your own people, when you're doing that, then you have a label of being, trying to be white, you know, or because you speak properly, or, you know, you cut the slang for a minute when you're on the job and you're answering the phone and people say, oh, is that you? You sound like a white girl. I didn't know that was you, you know. And it's not that you're trying to be white, but you're presenting your best self, the best that you can be, the best that you have to offer.
Yeah.
And it's not pertaining to any other culture. It's just you being the best you that you can be.
Yeah. Well, they get mad at me because when they tell me that I sound white, or, you know, I'm trying to act white, I said, man, thank you. I've been working on that for 42 years. Finally, somebody said I'm acting white.
But it's not about that at all. I mean, for those of us who've heard those comments, we're just trying to be our best. We are trying to demonstrate and display the respect that we have for ourselves, the respect that we have for our culture, for who we are, from where we've come. We are a very highly intelligent people.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are a people of great beauty and grace, and we should have a certain degree of pride about who we are, where we come from, what we have accomplished.
Yes.
And we should not let go or give away our destiny of greatness. We should continue to flow and walk in that.
Yes.
And when we're conducting ourselves in a certain way, that's what it's about. It's not trying to be like anyone else.
Right.
I'm being me, but I'm being the best me.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can relate to that because you're from Chicago and I'm from East St. Louis. So, you know, our parents just taught us something different. And I like the topic because these are things we do need to pass on.
Yes.
And to a certain degree, it appears that we have forgotten to pass on the best of who we are to our children.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm more concerned with them seeing God and Christ in me than, you know, any particular ethnicity. So, you know, if they don't want to see me as black, that's fine. I just want them to see God and Christ in me.
Amen.
That's the most important thing for me.
That's above all of
it. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Boy, a lot of stuff was running through my head as Cheryl was talking. When I was in fourth grade and even third grade, when I was learning spelling and pronunciation, and the word H-E-R was her. It wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
It was her. It was T-H-E-R-E was there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't over there. However, we have a language that we speak.
Yes.
With the dialect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you all were talking about love languages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you could have, you can speak English with a Southern dialect,
mm-hmm.
Joel Osteen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You could speak English with a Northern dialect. Mm-hmm. You could speak English with a Midwestern dialect. You're out in Colorado, it's a middle of the West dialect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in Colorado, we speak a little bit more proper.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds more proper, but it's the King's English.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you take everybody back to second and third and fourth grade, it's the same words, the same pronunciation that you learned then.
Right.
Fortunately, you know, in the hood, there's some other dialects.
Yes.
You know, and that's not just unique to living in the States.
Right.
And when you go, and I haven't been to Africa, but I got some friends, when they speak certain languages that are written and they speak certain dialects.
Right.
That's right.
Many of them speak five and seven languages and so on.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And so I think all of that is just part of the human experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that is black or white.
Right.
It is better and it'll get you further to be able to, when you're in the hood,
mm-hmm.
know how to communicate.
Right.
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 Right. Right.
And when you're at work,
know how to communicate.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it'll be very, very beneficial for you.
Yeah.
And that's what our kids need to know.
Yeah.
Speak the correct language for where you are.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That happens all over the world. As you were saying, when I was in Belgium, I learned conversational French. But there's proper French, just like there's proper English, and there's proper Spanish, and you know, all these different languages. But then you have the more common language that the average person would speak. You know, you wouldn't, you know, when you're talking to someone, you say, "Hey, man," instead of, you know, "Hello, sir," you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm finding out now that more people from Anglo, this is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They are talking more like African American.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with young people too,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say sir to them, and they say man to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I should call you man too. Well, what's up, man? I was trying to meet you where I thought you were. Maybe that's some prejudice on my part. Mm-hmm. I was trying to meet you where I thought you were, but you're taking on something that we do. Here we go again.
Right.
You know, there's greatness. There's greatness. There's great influence within our culture and within our race.
Mm-hmm.
And so back to the thing about the term socially white, as I forget the professor's name, but when he talked about it, he gave dignity to it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which helped me. And so I've talked with some brothers from Denver who are well educated. I give this Denver community a lot of respect because brothers are going to school and they're getting master's and doctorate degrees, mm-hmm. and that's a norm.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also seen many of those men as that socially white term. They did not want to embrace our customs, our traditions, our failures, and so on. They sort of put themselves in this class.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was trying to reach out to them to say, hey, it's good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was probably not at their level of a class, and when I say class, I'm talking about community they lived in, mm-hmm. and maybe mm-hmm. I didn't have a doctorate degree and so on. And, mm-hmm. and however they figure that out. And then there was a divide.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It broke my heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It broke my heart. Mm-hmm. But God told me that I'm here to be different and to make a difference and bridge that gap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I need to stay. They need to know what it's like growing up on 63rd Street, 63rd and Kimbart. In our community, where some people started the little candy store in their house,
right.
and then they ended up in the storefront,
mm-hmm.
right.
mm-hmm.
and so I still hold fast to that. That's part of my heritage,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we despise each other when we see one another
rising,
excelling, and rising. We despise that.
Mm-hmm.
We resent one another's success,
mm-hmm.
and so what we have to learn how to do is take one another's virtues.
Mm-hmm.
This is cross-culturally, cross-racial.
Mm-hmm.
Take one another's virtues
mm-hmm.
and leave their vices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pick up the worst thing about them. See what they do that's inappropriate and make sure you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then that creates growth in us. And I can learn that from the black man, the white man, the brown man, the yellow man, the Martian man, just the man.
I
learned two things from people as I walk through life. I learned what I want to be. Mm-hmm. And I learned what I don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the race.
Right.
It's principles.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I like this article, Jack, because there are so many things that we need to pass on to our children. And our young men need to have men who are willing to be transparent,
mm-hmm.
who are willing to be with all their faults, with all their failures, with all their good and their bad, and just be real.
Yes.
And help our young men become and aspire to be greater.
Yes.
To be their best.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yes. Yes.
So this is a good article. What else do we have to do?
This word dignity keeps jumping in my mind, mm-hmm. in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I just believe that all these things that we're talking about, we have to decide ourselves first that mm-hmm. that I want to walk in this. I want to mm-hmm. radiate this.
Mm-hmm.
And if I need to be mentored as a man, I want a man to help me, you know, get the ABCs of that.
Right. No.
Okay. So I believe that. I also believe that you mentioned being transparent. We have to just deal with our own flaws and say I'm flawed in this particular area,
mm-hmm.
and this is the area that I want to do the work in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's so important. You know, if you're cutting, you bleed, you need a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go get what you need.
Yeah,
and then I think we need to find men who have some progress in some of these areas and say, well, this is how I can contribute. I can teach a young man how to promote an ideal self.
Mm.
I can teach a young man how to separate from his mother because I learned how to separate from my mother.
Right.
And matter of fact, I have this vision to get a few men who will take on some of these character traits and will go into high school.
Mm.
Right. And each man will talk just a few minutes about one of these particular areas.
Mm-hmm.
The thing was to show them on the video talking about it. And then after the video, short video, 30 seconds, then that man walks out on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to talk about one of these things.
Yeah.
What it means, how do you create safety and so on. But you have to find men who have been reconciled.
Right.
Themselves. So,
right.
So we go back to that.
Yeah.
It's really about, and this article talks about passing on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And every man has something in his life that he can pass on, even though he's a flawed, mm-hmm. imperfect, mm-hmm. frail.
Yeah.
Like me,
mm-hmm.
Man, but he still has something to pass on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We just let them know it.
I know when we teach the workshops to singles and even to married couples, Cheryl and I try to be very transparent and let them know, you know, we have made mistakes. You know, it's been trial and error on a lot of things. You know, but you can get through it. You know, you can work through it, but you've got to. You don't have embracing the tools and techniques that we give you can help you get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you all are helping people to walk in that dignity.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. right.
Because and I believe that the healthy communication that we seek in all of our relationships, which has nothing to do with our race, creed, or color or religion, is those things that makes us richer, that makes us stronger, being able to communicate in a healthy way.
Yes.
And to show love. It strengthens our family bonds.
Yes.
It strengthens our community.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, you're listening to I Am Love Builders here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your host, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're in studio with Jack Golston. And if you don't know relationships, you don't know Jack. But we're learning about Jack and about relationships, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.